नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भागवतम सिक्स्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 13 न्यू चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड इंद्र एफ्लिक्टेड बाय सिनफुल रिएक्शंस. I will read text number 1 first as it, and it has no purpose, so I will go on and we'll all read text number 2 afterwards. Text number 1. Shri Shuka Uvacha Vrutre. No, this is different verse. I will just say alone text number 1. Vrutre hate trayo loka vina shakre na bhurida sapalaya bhavan sadyo vijvara nivrutendriya. Translation. Shri Sukhdev Goswami said, O King Parikshit, who are so charitably disposed, when Vrutrasur was killed, all the presiding deities and everyone else in the three planetary systems was immediately pleased and free from trouble. Everyone, that is except Indra. Text 2. देवः देवर्षि पितृ भूतानि दैत्या देवानुगा स्वयं प्रतिजग्मु स्वधिष्ण्यानि ब्रह्मेशेन्द्रादयस्ततः. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thereafter the demigods, the great saintly persons, the inhabitants of Pitrulok and Bhutalok, the demons, the followers of the demigods, and also Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the demigods subordinate to Indra, all returned to their respective homes. While departing, however, no one spoke to Indra. Purport. In this connection, Srila Vishwanath Chakri Thakur comments. Brahmeshendra daya iti indrasya swadhishna gamanam notpadayate vrutah vadhakshana eva brahma hatopa drava prapte tasmat tata iti anena manasa sarovarad आगत्य प्रवृत्तिताद अश्वमेधात परत इति व्याख्येयम्. लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा, लॉर्ड शिवा एंड अदर डेमिगॉड्स रिटर्न टू देयर रिस्पेक्टिव अबोर्ड्स, बट इंद्र डिड नॉट, फॉर ही वॉज डिस्टर्ब्ड एट हैविंग किल्ड वृत्रासुर हु वॉज एक्चुअली अ ब्राह्मण. आफ्टर किलिंग वृत्रासुर, इंद्र वेंट टू मानस सरोवर लेक टू बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम सिनफुल रिएक्शंस. When he left the lake, he performed an Ashwamedh Yajna and then returned to his own abode. So, yesterday we heard basically, very nicely, that how Vrutrasur has left this world and departed for Golok Vrindavan to the planet of Sankarshan, a spiritual world certainly, a planet of Sankarshan. And then before that, in fact, before leaving his body, he was in Samadhi, as we heard yesterday. While Indra was trying to cut his body, long before that, after he swallowed Indra, he thought the battle is now over. And he took Samadhi, and then he was meditating on the Lord, and he left his body. And then Indra tried to cut him, and then cut his head, and it fell off like that. The whole incident is now over, which was actually a break. Universe Cup event, because we are now enamored by this World Cup, but this was a match between universal players. The top two teams of demons and demigods took part, and ultimately the captains of both of them were fighting, Vrutrasur and Indra, and it was a big event, universal event. Many on earth, sometimes we are enamored by World Peace Summit and few leaders from few selected countries come together and they have some nice fun and then they go away. Anyway, doesn't make much change in the peace. or sometimes few days back, or in the sense few months back, that is World Environmental Meeting, and then they found out that within that few days, the meeting created so much environmental damage. The people who came for the environmental meet themselves used up. They led such a wasteful, lavish life that itself created a big environmental damage for that place where the meeting was held. But this we see here, naturally, universal events taking place with attention derived from all quarters of the universe. And therefore, everyone was assembled just to see, like we hear in Ramayana also, a big battle took place between the army of Sugriv, Lord Rams, and between Asuras. They would kill each other, many hundreds and thousands and lakhs, and Kumbhakarna would eat them in wholesale. But on the final day, when the battle was taking place, final 2 days, between Lord Ram and Ravan, it was so intense and such a final match that even the demons and monkeys stopped fighting and just sat and took their seats watching what was exactly happening between, how wonderfully they are fighting, Lord Ram and Ravan. Similarly here, again the fight took place and sometimes demons ran away and Uttarasura chastised them that you are uselessly born, and the demigods were taking joy at shooting them from behind. So all this preliminary warfare happened, and then in the end, when the main match was happening between Indra and Uttarasura, even the both parties stopped their fight and they just sat very intently watching what's happening, who is doing what's going to happen next, who is going to win. And therefore, when Indra was swallowed, everyone thought the match is over and Indra is now finished. He has lost. He has lost, and now Uttarasura also thought, I have also won the match. So he also gave up his fighting spirit and he also laid down. But then Indra was active within and he came out. So as soon as Indra came out and Uttarasura's death was imminent, and they saw that Uttarasura had already died, in the sense he has left the body and the head has been cut off. The things have gone beyond irreversible limits unless some wonderful things happen. So all the great assembled demigods and even some of the demons who were there, Daitya is also mentioned. Deva, Rushi, Pitru, Bhutani, Daitya, Deva, Anugaha. Swayam, the word Swayam is used. Swayam means, generally because Indra was the winner and also the leader. He was the leader of the demigods, assembled people except Brahma and Lord Shiva. And also he was the winner. So it was supposed, at least like when somebody wins, we acknowledge, oh, Jai, Jai. When the final event was over, none of them acknowledged or even talked with Indra. Or generally, like we see, when any event happens, the main person is there. We go and take his permission. No, I am going. We just tell him. So it was the expected behavior that everyone may report or just tell Indra in a way that we are going or we are leaving. Thank you, you won very nicely or something. But here we see specifically all the people, they just got up and peacefully, silently left. As if the atmosphere was actually joyful for Indra. But by this behavior, it turned out to be like some sorrow thing had happened. Some sad thing has happened, a sorrowful event. And therefore it is said, when Uttarasura was killed, the text number 1 says, everyone was happy all over the world. Except Indra. Everyone was happy because now the troubles of Uttarasura have ceased. Although Uttarasura was being a devotee, but he was acting as a demon and giving troubles to the world. So the people were happy that the troubles of Uttarasura has ceased now. But Indra was unhappy because in the process, he had to kill a Brahmana and a devotee. So all were happy. And because Indra was afflicted with a sinful reaction, they did not talk with him. They knew that although he has won the battle, but he has now been and covered over by sinful reaction. So they did not want to be a party of it. As we say that whoever like in a sinful activity, anyone who takes part directly or indirectly is also responsible and he also suffers. So all these people did not want to go and take side of Indra now. Because Indra had now, we see just some time back they were cheering, Indra, Jai, Jai, go on, fight. But now, no one wanted to even talk with him because the sinful act has been performed. So this is the nature. We can learn one thing, that this is the nature of a material world, especially among materialistic people. Like we see many times in a society of, so when something wrong, like who will build the cat? So before the cat is to be built, everyone says, yeah, you are very strong, go on, you are very powerful, you can do this. And when the troubled times come, everyone just goes away. So Indra was cheered by all the demigods and everyone, yes, do it, it's just like that, this is Lord Vishnu's wish and all these things. Go on, go ahead, you will be conqueror, you will be winner. But when it happened and when the sinful reaction was there, then everyone just got up and silently moved off. No, Indra, you take care of yourself. This is the material world. This was the same question even raised to Valmiki Muni before he became a devotee. He was saying, oh, I am doing this for my family, for my children, everything. They are my beloved. I am providing them. They serve me. All these things are there. So Narad Muni said, that's very nice. But go and now they are together. Now all of you are together because the things are coming in. In this material world, the relationships are based only on material facilities, whenever the material things are being supplied. So before the killing happened, they were together. Yes, kill him, because by Vrutrasu's killing, they will be relieved from his troubles. But you know, after the killing, when the sinful reaction was to be accepted, obviously everyone just got up and moved off. Similarly, Valmiki Muni was told by Narad Muni before he became a devotee, that you are killing, you are doing all these bad activities, and you are claiming for your family, but no, go and ask your family members that when the time of sinful reactions will come, are they ready to share them with you? Valmiki Muni was confident. Yes, why not? They are with me always. They will surely share these reactions. This is what in material world we think. Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. Me and mine. But if we go to the basic, the most critical times, man sometimes wonder, oh, I am alone. No one is there to help me. Like Gajendra Ravi here. He was moving around with his nice she elephants, children. Who would cry when he would cry? Who would smile when he would smile? That was on the land. When they knew there is no danger. So they were together with him in all the moments. But when he was actually crying, and not only crying, when it was imminent that if they go to hell in the water, what will happen is not they can help, but they themselves will be killed, or they themselves might be killed by the same or another crocodile. So at that time, they were just till the boundary. They were just till the limit of the, what was that, body of river on the Tekut mountain. On the lake, on the just boundary of that lake, they were just standing over there. Similarly, it is said, we have wealth, family members, all these things. But even if they are very supportive and they are actually helpful without all these material considerations, but still, wealth can come. Wealth will leave us in the home. The moment we are old, the wealth leaves us. The most dear wife or children, as I said, wife can be with us only till the door of the house. Because in the traditional times, when the dead body was being taken away, the woman would stay at the home. So she can accompany us till only till the door of the house. And the relatives, they can come at the most till Smashan Bhumi and help us, our body lit on the fire. But they can't come beyond that. As it is said, you have to fly your own aeroplane. So in this material world, although it appears there are many people supporting us, but when the critical times come, as we see here in the scriptures, we see in the case of Gajendra, or we see in the case of even so many people, when the critical times comes, they will just all move off, keep leaving you alone to fend yourself. So we learn this one thing from this incident, that is material world, only Krishna is our real help. And devotees also our real help. So somebody may ask, do you mean devotees can come beyond a funeral pyre to some another spiritual, another world? No, they may not come, but they are honest. Devotees are honest. In the material world, everyone is not honest. They are trying to cheat you by saying, we are with you. In the sense, we are with you to take your possessions. Yeah. And when the question of taking the sinful reactions comes, then they keep quiet and move off. But devotees, they are honest. They tell you, we can help you. For on the body level, we cannot. Honestly. But we are there to help you on the level of the soul. To help you remind Krishna when you are alive and when you will be dying. And that promise devotees fulfill. So it's not that devotees can come somewhere beyond these limits of material body. But they are honest. They don't create an illusion. Oh, you are with me. And then all will be fine. We'll take care of you after death. No. Srila Prabhupada says you have to fly your own aeroplane. But devotees will be there to remind us of Krishna when we are dying. They won't give us up. And even after death, those devotees who had left before us will be there to help us. To take us back to spiritual world. So devotees, the point is that devotees can't act in some wonderful way beyond body level. But we should understand that they are honest and they can tell us in a truth what way they can help. They can remind us of Krishna, the greatest help. We might have done some sinful activities and that can be easily washed off not by performing some prayaschitta but by doing some bhakti. We might commit some offenses and some helpful devotees will tell us, hey, you are doing some not exactly correct. This is not a desirable thing for a devotee. A devotee may be expected to behave in a better way. We see, in fact, the materialistic attached people will not tell. The family of Valmiki Muni did not tell him, hey, why you are doing all these sinful activities? It is not good. They are just thinking, my requirements are being fulfilled. But here we see devotees, they are not selfish. They will help you. Even if sometimes the help will not be palatable to the ego. Yeah, sometimes the help is not palatable to ego, but devotees, they are real well-wisher. And sometimes they help us. So the point is, we may not expect some wonders. But the point is, devotees are honest. And their help will be honest. Help will not be cheated or will not be tinged with some material facilities. Oh, up till you give me some donation or you give me some Mahaprasad or anything, material things. In the sense, you may ask, why Mahaprasad is material? Because our desire is not, because it has been tested by Krishna. Our desire is for our own sense gratification. We call it Mahaprasad, but actually our behavior is, I want to taste some wonderful things. And that also lesson we can learn here today. A very important point is that, actually if we see, Indra was also acting according to Vishnu's order. In this incident, Indra was acting according to Vishnu's order. Vishnu told him, you go and make this Vajra and kill Vrtasura and all these things. But then why was Indra afflicted by sinful reaction? If question will come, question might come, and it is very natural that Indra was acting as per Lord Vishnu's order and desire, then why was he afflicted by sinful reaction? I was taking this point of Mahaprasad, so this is connected. Because Indra, although was acting under the directions of Vishnu, still he harbored the desire of sense gratification. Still he harbored the desire of sense gratification. Whenever sometimes we devotees in our beginning state may do devotional service till they match with our own desires of devotional service, of sense gratification or our own desires of activities. So Indra was working as per Vishnu's direction. But his desire to enjoy his own senses was also prominently present. And this is the very important teaching of Bhagavad Gita in the chapter number 3, 4 and 5 especially. What is that teaching? It is not the actions that bind you to the reactions. But it is your desire of sense gratification that binds you to the reaction. As we hear in chapter number 4 or even in many places. In the second chapter, third chapter and fourth chapter, if you look around, you will find many places such verses are quoted again and again. Just like we hear in chapter 4, very important point of this is being discussed. Karma, vikarma and akarma. Karmanyapi bodhavyam, bodhavyam cha vikarmana. Akarmanascha bodhavyam gahana karmano gati. So in the answer, while clarifying this topic of karma, vikarma and akarma, Lord Krishna is very nicely answering or clarifying this topic from text number 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. I'll read some of his translations. 18 is just telling this karma. 19 it begins. He tells, yasya sarve samarambha kama sankalpa varjita. यस्य सर्वे समारंभा काम संकल्प वर्जिता ज्ञानाग्नि दग्ध कर्माणाम तमाहु पंडित बुधा. सो हियर वी सी यस्य सर्वे, सर्वे मीन्स ऑल, ऑल दोज हू इवन बिगिन देर एक्टिविटीज, आरंभ, हू आर एंगेज इन द एक्टिविटीज, समारंभ. बट हाउ दे आर एंगेज, काम संकल्प वर्जिता, दे आर फ्री फ्रॉम द डिजायर टू एन्जॉय सेंसेस, काम एंड संकल्प. दे आर फ्री फ्रॉम डिटर्मिनेशन, काम संकल्प, संकल्प इज डिटर्मिनेशन एंड काम इज बेस्ड ऑन द डिजायर ऑफ वन्स एन्जॉयमेंट, सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन. सो दे आर फ्री फ्रॉम डिटर्मिनेशन बेस्ड ऑन डिजायर फॉर सेंस एन्जॉयमेंट. सो दोज, कृष्णा इज टेलिंग, हु आर एक्चुअली फ्री फ्रॉम रिएक्शन, दोज हु आर ऑलरेडी एंगेज इन द एक्टिविटीज बट दे आर फ्री फ्रॉम द डिटर्मिनेशन टू एन्जॉय देयर ओन सेंसेस, काम संकल्प वर्जिता. And there, what happens? Dagda karmanam. Their reactions are burned immediately. Tamahu panditah buddha. And they are really intelligent. So it's not external activity which Indra was performing, which bound him to the reaction. But a desire to enjoy senses, desire to enjoy kingdom, wealth, profit, pride, adoration, distinction, glorification, whatever it is, that binds us to our reaction. Then Krishna is telling in the next verse, Tektva karma phala sangam nitya trupto nirashraya karmandhi abhiprarutta api naiva kinchit karoti sah. So what is telling? What is the consciousness? Abandoning all attachment to the results of his activities. So karma phala sangam, tektva means after giving up. Tektva karma phala sangam, so he gives up his karma phala. Sangam means attachment. Then what he does? He is not more disturbed. After giving up, he is not looking out for some another sense gratification. Nitya trupta nirashraya. He is always satisfied and without any other shelter. Shelter only, Krishna. And he doesn't stop there. Karmanni abhi, karmanni abhi praruttha api. Api means he gives up and even after that he is engaged in his activities. Karmani abhi parutta. Parutta means engaged. Nivrutta and parutta. We say nivrutta means retired. Parutta means engaged. So even if he's engaged in all his activities, still naiva kinchit karoti sa. He is not doing anything. Why? Because he is not attached to sense gratification. Then he goes further. Nirash. Further he is describing the qualities of such an unattached person. Nirashir yat chittatma tekta sarva parigraha. Shariram kevalam karma kurvan apnoti kilbisham. Then why does he work? A person who is free, he works. Such a man of understanding acts with mind and intelligence perfectly controlled. Nirashir yat chittatma tekta sarva parigraha. Parigraha means controlled. Chitta, atma and intelligence are parigraha is different. Yeah, parigraha is sense of proprietorship over possession. So he has given up this sense of proprietorship and he has controlled nirashirya chittatma. So such a man of understanding acts with mind and intelligence perfectly controlled, gives up all sense of proprietorship over his possessions and acts only for the bare necessities of life. Thus working, he is not affected by sinful reaction. So Krishna is explaining. A main quality is his endeavor is to be free from desire of sense gratification. Then he is not attached to the results of his activities. He is self-satisfied and independent. And then he understands with actions and minds perfectly controlled. He gives up senses of proprietorship and possession and acts only for the bare necessities of life. And then acts for the bare necessities of life. But further Krishna is clarifying. लाभ संतुष्टो द्वंद्वातीतो विमत्सरः समसिद्धौ सिद्धौ च कृत्वापि न निबध्यते. एंड वन हु इज सेल्फ सैटिस्फाइड लाइक दिस विथ गेन विच कम्स ऑफ हिज ओन अकॉर्ड एंड फ्री फ्रॉम द ड्युअलिटी एंड डज नॉट एनवी हु इज स्टडी इन बोथ सक्सेस एंड फेल्युअर इज नेवर एंटेंगल्ड ऑल्डो परफॉर्मिंग एक्शन. सो यू हैव टू बी अनअटैच एंड ऑल दिस थिंग्स. But you have to be equal and free from dualities of gain and loss, success and failure, and who does not envy. So this was, you may be very successful, and you may envy a person who is more successful. So free from envy, equal in success and failure, and such a person is not entangled even though he is performing actions. So we should understand from this explanation, and we can learn from today's description, that it is not the actions which bind us to the work. It is our consciousness binds us to the work. We may be perfectly inactive in mode of ignorance, but enjoying the laziness, then we are bound in the reaction. In externally, we are completely inactive, just sleeping out of 24 hours, 22 hours. So we can't claim we are free from the reactions. A person in high, super tamogun, may sleep 18 hours, 20 hours, but he is not free from the reactions, because he is in the mind, he is enjoying. He is attached to the enjoyment of sleep. And he is attached to so much enjoyment, only thing is so much tamogun, he doesn't want to work and enjoy. He just sleeps and enjoys in the mind. So those who are in passion, they work and enjoy. But those who are in ignorance, they sleep and enjoy in the mind. They don't want to work and enjoy. So he is not free from reactions. He may be just sleeping, not enthused to do anything. Oh, let's, whatever happens, that is okay. But in the mind, he is being tossed over in the great waves of oceans and waves of desires of enjoyment. So he is not free from the reaction. On the other hand, a devotee or any other person in a little bit more of mode of goodness, or a devotee more specifically, maybe working 24 hours a day, doing so much activities, printing books, publishing, managing some money, and driving vehicles, and cleaning temple, sometimes going to some government offices, or getting permissions for Pandal program. It may appear that he is actually entangled. But if he is actually not attached to the work and the results, then he is actually free from the reaction. So this is very important. Here we see, even though Indra, he was working under the direction of Vishnu's desire, but because he was attached for sense gratification, he was bound by the sinful reaction. And Vritrasura also was, he also killed many people. As a demon, Vritrasura killed many people. But because he was not attached to sense gratification, he was free from the reaction. Suddenly he was always remembering Krishna. And Indra also remembers Krishna lots of time. Except, yeah, Indra, you don't think Indra doesn't remember Krishna. He's a great devotee. He remembers Krishna almost continuously, except sometimes. But still, the point is, he has the desire to, we call it karma mishra bhakta. That desire to enjoy is there. And Rudrasur, he was also remembering Krishna always, but the desire to enjoy was not there. So, Tektva, so these few verses from 4th chapter we hear, even when Krishna for the first time in Bhagavad Gita, after speaking first, Krishna did not speak first chapter, but second chapter speaking, and then third chapter, when he speaks about pure devotion for the first time in Bhagavad Gita, he speaks the same thing. Just now in the few verses back, 4th chapter, we heard this word, Nirashir. So here again he says, Mai sarvani karmani sanyasya adhyatma chetasa Nirashir nirmamo bhutva yuddhasya vigata jvara. This is like very nutshell verse, or very commonly quoted. Therefore, Arjun, surrendering all your works unto me, with full knowledge of me, without desires for profit, with no claims to proprietorship, and free from lethargy, always fight. So, this Krishna, we see Krishna's intelligence in instructions. In Bhagavad Gita, he tells this both together. Be unattached and fight. Be unattached and fight. Free from lethargy, fight. Karman ne vadikaraste ma faleshu kadachana ma karma faleturu mate sangosto akarmani. In the end, he adds on, because we have the tendency to, if we are enthusiastic. There is a tendency to become lazy. So Krishna adds on, like rajo tamoguna. These are rajo tamoguna. And to be very active, rajogun or lazy, tamoguna. So Krishna adds everywhere. Mai sarvani karmani sanyasya adhyasma chetasa nirashir nirmamo bhutva. Don't sleep. He says, yuddhasya vigata jvara. Sometimes they say, no attach, no enthusiasm, no, not in the sense, no enthusiasm for sense gratification, nothing, so sleep. No, he said, Yudhasya Vigata Jora, work without attachment. Even in the Karmaneva Kadis Karase, Ma Faleshu Kadachana, Mate Falaheturbu, Mate Sangosto, Akarmani. Don't be attached to not doing your work. So Krishna is very intelligently adding everything in each sloka. He's not even, every sloka, if you observe where such instructions are there, he adds on. Don't be attached, but work. Otherwise, we might even take that one sloka and say, here Krishna is saying, don't work, it's okay. So Krishna is immediately telling, work. Vigato jvara, work. Fight without attachment. Mate sangosto, akarmani. So here we see, so again the word nirashir is there. Without desire for profit. And what happens if somebody acts in this way? Krishna says, yeme matam idam nityam anutishthanti manava saddhavanta anusuyanta muchyante tebhi karmavi. If somebody behaves in this way of unattached bhutva yudhasya vigata jvara, then they will be freed from sinful reactions. So here we can learn that even while performing devotional service, there's a great trap. That trap is, we might be in our heart of our hearts attached to personal sense gratification. Sometimes the question is asked, hey, why did so many VC in Chaitanyamrita, the Lord served one person, who, amount five people can eat, and they ate till their neck was full. So once Anand Maharaj clarified that they are not eating the tasty things, but they are eating the remnants of Krishna. That they are aware that they are enjoying the Krishna's taste in the food and not the mundane taste. Now sometimes we say, oh, Mahaprasad, very nice, Jai Ho. But we are more attached to the taste of the food. And sometimes the Mahaprasad is not palatable, comes Mahaprasad, yes. For obvious senses. So that is also the way. But the devotees who are eating till the neck, they are not behaving in this way. They are just gone eating more and more just because they knew this has been tested by Krishna. Not if palatable or unpalatable or old or unold. As I say, Mahaprasad never becomes old. Tindin Purana Jandu. We can give it to some other person. Sometimes it's that. So here we should understand in our spiritual life practicing, also this trick may happen that what will happen is we may get attached to sense gratification. And actually that warning has been given by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita again. The Bhagavad Gita is such a wonderful. Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gipatam. In the same chapter, text 4, text number 34, Krishna warns of getting attached to the sense gratification. Not 34, 30, sorry, let me look out. Fourth chapter. Oh, sorry. Third chapter 34. Sorry. Third chapter, text number 34. After telling this, Mahi Sarvani Karmani, Indra, Lord Krishna warns that one can become attached to sense gratification while doing his duty. He, especially in Varnashram, he says, Indriyasya Indriyasya Arthe, Raga Dvesho Vyavasthito, Tayorno Vashama Gachet, Tau Hyasya Paripanthino. These principles to regulate attachment and aversion pertaining to senses and objects are there. One should not come under the control of such attachment and aversion because they are stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization. What Krishna is meaning is there are many principles of regulations to control attachment and aversion. These principles are there because we are attached and we have hate or aversion. So these regulatory principles are there to control, streamline the attachment and aversion. We should eat only offered food, prasadam, and so many things. There is so many ways to control our attachment and aversion. So Krishna is warning us, don't be attached to these rules and regulations. Why? So should we break the rules and regulations? Krishna is saying, don't be attached to enjoy the senses within these rules and regulations. That is what Prabhupada is explaining. The tendency may happen that we may follow the rules and regulations, but we will keep on enjoying our senses within that rules and regulations. Now Krishna is telling, Tayor na vashama agachet. Don't become controlled by those rules and regulations. Tau yasya paripanthino. They are stumbling blocks on the path of advancement. So the rules and regulations are there to control the attachment and aversions. But we should understand that we should not get attached to enjoying sense gratification within a regulated field. The regulated field is okay to begin with. But ultimately, a man has to, or a soul has to, surrender to only satisfying the senses of Lord Shri Krishna. In the beginning, yes, it's okay. We are enjoying the taste, we are enjoying the kirtan. But actually, kirtan is to be enjoyed by Krishna. We are enjoying the prasad because it has been enjoyed by. We are enjoying the that this food has been enjoyed by Krishna. We are not enjoying the mundane taste. We are not enjoying that I dance so nicely. We are enjoying that Krishna is appreciating our dancing and singing. So this change has to happen as we progress in spiritual life. And Prabhupada explains, these rules and regulations are there. Prabhupada says they are like a royal road to the spiritual world. But he says there can be accidents even on royal road. Like express highway is there, Bombay to Pune. But sometimes, I don't know, I think it may be like that. This is speculation that there can be more dangerous accidents on express highway than on the normal highway. Because anyway, normal highway is so much holes that vehicles can't rush so fast. So what will happen? Accident, at the most some dent, something like that. They're at slow speed. But express highway is great danger of accidents. So Prabhupada says, this is a royal road to the spiritual world. But if we get attached to the sense gratification within the regulations and our rules and regulations, that itself is great danger. We have missed the point. The point is these rules and regulations are there as a stepping stone to get free from enjoyment and aversion. But if we just keep ourselves to this level of enjoying within a proper circle, then we have missed the point of rules and regulations. We have to progress further to the limit of loving devotional service of Krishna. In this Bhagavad Gita, first six chapters, Krishna very nicely tells what we should give up. Sense gratification, sense of proprietorship, attachment, aversion, envy, see equally to the stone and gold. These are first six chapters. And next six chapters, Krishna says what we should be attached to. Yogi namapi sarve. He begins with the first verse. Yogi namapi sarve sham mad gatin antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yo mam same yukta tamomata. He, in the next six chapters, his repeated theme is be attached to Krishna. Maya sakta mana partha yogam yunjan madashraya asamsh. What is that? Yogam yunjan madashraya asamshayam samagram mam yathagnyasasi tashunu. How you can become completely attached to me? In the first six chapters, no attachment, no this, no that. Be equal, don't be envious, no hatred. And now he's saying, be attached to me. Maya sakta mana partha yogam yunjan madashraya man manabhav mad bhakto madyaji mam namaskuru. So many verses. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yashyasmi tatvata bhaktya tu ananya shakya aham evo vidharjuna. If you see next six chapters, he's saying, be attached to bhakti. Become a devotee. Become attached to me, my holy name. Yes, there is no danger in becoming attached to Krishna's holy name. But there can be danger in becoming attached to regulated sense gratification, which is allowed for conditioned souls as a beginning step. The devotee has to give up even the regulated sense gratification. And he has to depend only on satisfying the senses of Krishna. And then beautiful things, where wonderful things are always happening in the spiritual world, then the doors of wonderful enjoyment of spiritual world opens for a devotee who gets free from attachment to this material world, even regulated one, and become attached to Krishna. In the end, I would just like to give one glimpse of a wonderful things that happen in the spiritual world in Krishna's Golok Vrindavan. Once we have all heard the pastimes of Govardhan Leela. So when Krishna told Nanda Maharaj and everyone, don't worship Indra, worship Govardhan. He's actually helping us. And all the Vrajvasis listened to Krishna and they worshipped Govardhan Hill. And after a big feast was there, big mountains, Annakoot, mountains of all the wonderful items were cooked, offered to Govardhan. Govardhan ate everything, but then gave it back. And then all the Vrajvasis ate, it was fed to everyone. And next day, when the day has passed, before the rain cloud came in, and next day, Lord Krishna was moving around. And that was the tithi after Govardhan Puja, tithi of Bhratri Dvitiya. This Bhatri Dvitiya is coinciding with our modern day tithi of Bhai Dooj, we call it in Hindi, or Bhau Bij. So that tithi, there is some pastime connected to that tithi in also Krishna's pastime. That is also wonderful pastime. So on that day, Krishna's father is Nanda Maharaj and his elder brother is Upananda. Upananda had one daughter called Sunanda. She thought, on that day it is a tradition that the brothers and sisters, they exchange loving gifts. And what, why they do? Well, it is explained that on this day, Bhratri Dvitiya Tithi is very dear to Yamaraj and Yamuna. They are brothers and sisters, Yamaraj and Yamuna. And this one Tithi is dear to both of them. So they are brothers and sisters. And they exchange loving sentiments with each other. So on this day, after Govardhan Puja festival was over, the next day all the Vrajavasis, they moved along the Govardhan on the banks of Yamuna. And they thought, today is Bhratri Dvitiya, let us take bath in Yamuna. They took bath, came out, and then Sunanda, the son of Upananda, invited Lord Krishna to her house and to serve him. And because she was also devotee, she invited with great love and devotion. Damodar, Lord Krishna, accepted the invitation. And he went along with all his friends, Gopas, Sakhas, including Sudama, Madhumangal, who is called Batu. Everyone went. And then on that day, she sought out a wonderful, she made nice sweets, cakes, puris, wonderful milk sweets, all wonderful items. And she sought out to all the cowherd boys along with Krishna. And everyone was enjoying. And Madhumangal, Batu, he was like a usual jester. He, by his comical comments, or by his humorous comments, he gives pleasure to all the Vrajavasis. And then he just started making in a unique way. He has unique way to walk, unique way to speak, so that everyone become happy. So he started saying, "Oh Krishna, why is this creator who is so foolish? Why did not make every Tithi as auspicious as Bhratri Dvitiya? We count, that is his first mistake. That he did not make all days as auspicious as Bhatri Dvitiya. But always the sisters will serve you. And also there is another mistake. Why you only have one or two sisters here? Why you don't have 365 sisters? But every day some sister will invite you. And we will have wonderful fun of honoring this wonderful prasad." He said, "Just yesterday we had a wonderful Govardhan Puja. And we had mountains of prasad. I enjoyed, I'm a voracious eater," Madhumangal was saying. "I enjoyed a lot. But I say honestly that today I am enjoying much, much more than whatever I enjoyed yesterday, even on the day of Govardhan Puja." So Sunanda has cooked so much wonderful items. And I hope that this tithi happens again and again. You have more and more sisters. But his creator, it seems, at a fault. So he was joking with everyone. And then Sunanda and Krishna exchange gifts of cloths, jewelry, and all these things. So here such a wonderful pastime was happening. Everything was being done to satisfy Krishna. And on the higher planets, a headache was being developed. Indra was having a headache because he was neglected. Generally we get headache. In this material world, when someone insults us, we get a headache. So similarly, Indra was having headache. Oh, why is happening? These foolish Vrajavasis, they have become so mad that they are giving importance to the opinion of a child. They think this Krishna is going to protect them. Krishna always promises, "I will protect you, I will protect you." "No, let me see how he keeps his promise." And with his headache, he left the Samvarta cloud. And we know the story what happened further. So I don't want to take much more time. I've already taken more. But this is what, if we give the desire to sense gratification, a whole world of spiritual blissful life is available to us. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.